It has all the excitement of a reality TV show. Around 50 people, about 52 sets of government data, and approximately 54 hours to get it done. It's the first Open Iowa Codeathon. What makes this CodeFest exciting is that government agencies have made available information so the coders can capture open source data to give to an open-ended population. On the sweaty fifth floor of a downtown Des Moines building, coders, government employees, and just plain old self-proclaimed nerds have come to engage in competition. Organizer Tej Dewan.
And about 6 o'clock, 6:30, people who have built up ideas about how to use government data into a system, program, application, whatever, they'll get up and pitch an idea.
And if their pitch is a hit, they'll produce an app before the weekend is over. What's special about this is it isn't about apps for profit. It's apps that make government data meaningful to the average person.
It's not necessarily government data. It's citizen data.
And Dewan says it's important that people have better access to it. It's serious business. Business conducted while eating pizza and drinking beers, and everyone is having fun, including Dewan's partner, Christian Renault.
Welcome to Open Iowa. This is our first time, so we're going to screw it all up. We're going to make a lot of mistakes, and it will be a great learning experience for everybody involved.
And then come the pitches.
We've got a great idea. We like to call it track and trail.
And so in this case, it will be homeless veterans. Sadly, a lot of the people...
From an app that tracks the safety and usability of parks to one that seeks to provide homeless veterans with better options, it seems government data in a coder's hand can be a lot more than numbers on a page. After about an hour, all the pitches have been thrown out. Now comes the crowdsourcing, or voting. Everyone gets to vote for their top three.
I've done two of three. I need to do my last one.
Which ones have you voted for?
The veterans homeless.
That's Lori Tritch. She's Iowa's Department of Administrative Services Chief Operating Officer for Information Technology.
Innovation is one of the key agenda items for our administration, and to be able to find creative, efficient ways to share government data, and to be able to come to an event like this and actually see and hear creative ideas of how to use that data.
Tritch says that even though everyone might not believe it, that's what government wants. In the end, the crowd wants a few of the ideas floated, including the Good Parks app and the app to help homeless veterans. So now they all get to work. Fast forward 2 days. 2 long days. The groups have been polishing and programming, and now comes the judging. The Track and Trail app has expanded. People can rate the park, like on Yelp. They can also check to see if anyone on a sex offender registry might be a park visitor. One of the creators of the app, Drew Mayfield.
You know, on the outside, I look all right. So like I said, I teach yoga at the park, and I have a daughter that I bring there, and but you just never know who's on
that
the
park safety app ends up winning. But the app to help homeless vets comes in second. They each get a bite of the $750 prize. And both teams say they are going to keep working to take their apps to the next level.
You know, it's a great networking opportunity, kind of meet like-minded, very highly intelligent people.
Oh, she's waiting for you to ask her on a date.
So it turns out that apps for the public good can also be good for the public fun. And remember, if there isn't an app for that, just wait. In Des Moines, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.